The official one is done and ready to go, but today we're going to sign five original copies, and each board member will get a copy.
John Torgerson of Soldotna chaired the five-member Alaska Redistricting Board. Before he and the other four signed their copies, Torgerson offered some observations. He said the public hearings in 32 communities was just one aspect of the board's effort with public outreach.
The use of technology, social networking, and online outreach allowed the most open redistricting process in Alaska history. 34,000 emails were sent, 26,000 impressions on Facebook and Twitter, live audio streaming of all board meetings, and webinar access to our board meetings.
Torgerson expressed particular pride in one element of the redistricting plan.
The proclamation meets the requirements of the Voting Rights Act by creating the required number of Alaska Native influence and affected districts for the House, which are District 34, 36, 37, 38, 39, and the Senate districts are R, S, and T.
Robert Rohde of Kodiak agreed matching the Voting Act requirements to the 2010 census figures was quite a challenge.
The toughest task was getting the plan in compliance with the Voters' Rights Act. If it was just to draw districts, squares, and circles that had 17,755 people in it, it wouldn't be very hard. But then when you put the constraints of what's an effective district, what's an influence district on top of that, it's kind of like trying to swim with handcuffs on.
Marie Green of Kotzebue represented both the Bush and Alaska Natives. She said while Native groups did not get everything they wanted, Green was pleased.
At the end, I feel good with, you know, what's been approved with the proclamation and going forward. You know, we just hold our breath for the next 30 days, but I'm just feeling good that we're able to reach a consensus as a five-member board in approving this proclamation.
The two other board members are Jim Holm of Fairbanks and Peggy Ann McConaughey of Juneau. Green was referring to the 30-day period individuals and groups have to file lawsuits against the redistricting plan if they believe it does not meet the Voters Act, but may, for example, be skewed to benefit unjustly one political group over another. Torgerson says the board's next meeting is in mid-July, after the deadline to file any lawsuit.
I don't think there will be any lawsuits, but we'll review them if there are, and plus work on the preclearance paperwork that we need for Department of Justice.
But just in case, the board voted to hire Michael White to handle and advise them should any lawsuits appear. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.